This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today is the first day of the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, and Assistant State Fair Manager Sean Marinick says there's something to do for just about everyone, and many of those events are free. Also new this year, the fair has created an app for your smartphone or tablet, which includes a schedule of events and livestock show results. I talked with Sean to find out the details about those free events and the new app. Sean, as I've learned, you're actually a local listener, I guess you'd say, mm-hmm. in our listening area. Grew up in Girard.
Yeah, I think you guys did a lot of my basketball games back in the day. Yep. That's right, from Girard, Illinois. Parents and grandparents still farm and live back there.
Well, great to be talking with you today, Sean. And in your new role as assistant manager for the press day, you were telling us about some of the free events happening at the fair, and a lot of those you weren't aware of until you got this position, and you want to make families know about them. So tell us what's going to be happening here that's actually free for the families to enjoy.
Yeah, that's a great question, Katie. Before I got to the fair, I didn't realize how many entertainers and actual events go on. And we have over 400 vendors, merchants and vendors. We have over 8 free stages of entertainment, and we have 8,700 competitive events. So as we all know, the livestock competitions are a very important part of our youth, and it's kind of like, I remember back in the day, Assembly Hall was the state finals, you know. Well, this is the state finals for all of our competitors, and very proud to privileged to be a part of all this. But in free shows, I was looking through the new app, and by the way, if you'd like to search for the free Illinois State Fair app, all you have to do is go onto your App Store or Droid Marketplace and search for Illinois State Fair. And it's a free app that has all of our events scheduled by the times, and it's also GPS-enabled so you can find where you need to go. And for the Ag Youth, all of the results will be posted real time. So when we post them, it'll also go to our app. And so we have 2015's results in there right now. If you showed in 2015, download it, look for your name, and you'll come up with your division and class. And so with all the divisions and classes, it's quite amazing to see all that on your phone. It gives you a good visual of how many things go on throughout the day. In terms of free shows, 10 a.m. on Saturday the 13th, it will be Paw Patrol. I don't know if you've ever heard of Paw Patrol, but two boys of mine, 5 years old and 2 years old, Paw Patrol is the top of the top for cartoons. And so Paw Patrol, I'm getting dad of the year, because they will be showing up here at the fairgrounds this year for 2 days, and that's free. We also have some auctions going on. We have the Emerson Farms Exotic Petting Zoo. We've got Jan's Dance Studio at 11 at the Illinois Building. Fiddle and Banjo going on at the Lincoln Stage at 11:30. Hooper the Hypnotist. 4-H has got the Apex Stage at noon. And then you keep on going. We've got a blacksmith demonstration at 2 p.m. You know, these are things, if I'm not one of those guys that can look at a booklet and pick something out. But here you can search. If you want to search fiddle, it would show up and tell you the time and place and then take you to walk you to it, basically, on a map. So we really hope that people can take advantage and then start seeing all the good stuff that we have or not miss it. Because when you pay your $10 to get in, or if you're a senior, obviously that's less, you want to be able to see all the fun things and be able to get to enjoy your full day. You know, and we hope everybody does, Katie.
And, you know, I would say not only is it hard to figure out what times things start, but to find them, because the fairgrounds is big, especially if you've never been here. So this really is going to make it easy for newcomers to find their way around.
You're exactly right. My goal, and I think our team's goal overall, is a positive experience for everybody, from exhibitor to competitor to person that is walking in from the main gate. We want every single person to have a positive experience start to finish. And we hope, for example, this app, you've got the printed media guides and the schedules, don't get me wrong, but this app, for example, we hope everybody can then take advantage of your day and see things you might never thought of before.
Well, definitely sounds like a great asset for the state fair this year. And, Sean, just remind us again those dates for the fair and when things kick off.
August 11th is our Twilight Parade, all the way through August 21st. I can't tell you how excited I am about this year's grandstand lineup. We've got amazing concerts top to bottom, Dierks Bentley, Little Big Town, and hopefully you guys can come and enjoy the perfect weather. Joe Crean said it's going to be 75, sunny, and no humidity.
Sean Marinick, Assistant State Fair Manager. And again, if you'd like to download the new app for the Illinois State Fair, All you need to do is search for Illinois State Fair. Something else happening at the State Fair again this year is the popular Ag Tours are returning. Those tours are presented by Brandt and give fairgoers the opportunity to take a behind-the-scenes look at Illinois agriculture. The tours depart from the Illinois Department of Ag tent, and they take fairgoers on a free guided tram ride throughout the fairgrounds. Tour participants can learn about the Illinois ag industry, including beef, dairy, horse racing, goats, pork, rabbits, corn, soybeans, and several other things. Each tour participant also receives a gift and coupons courtesy of the Illinois Beef Association and the Illinois Pork Producers Association. The tour lasts about 1 hour and departs daily from the ag tent at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., with the exception of the last Sunday of the fair, as there are no tours on that Sunday. So again, those tours depart daily from the ag tent at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and the Department of Agriculture tent can be found near the corner of Central and Main on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. In other news, reports from the Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service shows farmland values have receded from recent record highs as farmers are facing tighter margins. The cash rents and land values reports released Friday by the USDA Ag Statistics Service reflect the lower commodity prices' impact on agriculture. Brad Suma serves as the NAS Heartland Region Field Office Director. Suma explains the surveys that NAS uses to compile the data.
The first is the June Area Survey, which collects data on crop acreage, land use, grain stocks, and the value of agricultural land. Additionally, NAS recently conducted a cash rent survey. Generally speaking, the NAS reports are consistent with what farm economists and university experts have been saying for a while now, and that is farmers are looking at tighter margins due to declining commodity prices. And this appears to be having an effect on the value of land and cash rents.
For land values, the USDA reports found the average value of land and buildings was $3,010 per acre in 2016, which is down $10 per acre from the 2015 survey.
The highest farm real estate values were in the Corn Belt region at $6,290 per acre on average, and the Mountain region had the lowest farm real estate value of $1,110 per acre. Cropland at the U.S. level was valued at $4,090, which was down $40 or 1% from a year ago. And the United States pasture value remained constant at $1,330 per acre.
As for cash rent values, USDA found all categories of rented land were down from the 2015 levels.
All cropland was down $8 from $144 to $136 per acre. Irrigated cropland came down $3 from $209 to $206 per acre. Non-irrigated cropland was down $8 from $133 to $125 per acre. And pasture land rent was down $1 from an average of $14 per acre in 2015 to $13 per acre in 2016.
In the Corn Belt, which includes Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, and Ohio, all states saw a decrease in cash rent values except for Ohio, where values stand constant with last year. Suma says many groups and organizations will use the data included in the reports, but adds that data from individual farms remains private.
Bankers and agricultural lenders will use this information to evaluate balance sheets of agricultural operations. The ag economists at land-grant universities will evaluate these statistics as one part of the overall health of the agricultural community. And NAS goes to great lengths to protect individually reported information, and we really protect it two ways, privately and publicly. Privately, by law, every individual report that NAS receives is kept strictly confidential. Publicly, when we publish our data, we publish it in an aggregated manner that does not allow discovery of an individual's information.
By working with farmers, Suma says the USDA National Ag Statistics Service is providing timely, accurate, and useful statistics to agriculture.
We can't do this without the farmers filling out our surveys. When you see a NAS envelope, it contains one of the best investments you can make in your farm. We just once again want to thank all the farmers and ranchers who assisted us back in June. We value their cooperation highly. We appreciate what they've done for us to help provide this information to the agricultural community.
And all of those reports can be found online at nas.usda.gov. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.